Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 389, Power Rangers of Power Rangers. Give me a break, okay? It's been a week. 2 weeks? How long is it? It's been so long. Power Rangers Time Force episode 11?
Yep.
Uniquely Trip.
It aired April 14th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, directed by Judd Lynn.
Rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all get it?
So, sorry about the week off on accident. So, we took the anniversary week off, and then immediately following that, I got sick. I think you can still hear it a little bit in my voice. I got a viral infection. It was very fun and cool. My voice went away, which is great when you are a podcaster and it's your primary source of income. So, sorry about that. But we're back now, and we've got a guest. It's my little brother Scoot's back. What's up?
Hello, hello.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. It's my birthday.
It is your birthday, which is why you're here.
Yeah. Usually I'm locked in my room.
Yeah. I didn't want to be like, go to your room on your birthday, Harry Potter. You don't get any presents.
At least it's a full bedroom and not just like a cupboard.
A closet.
It's not like a spider-filled dusty cupboard.
Yeah. You're like, go sit in the kitchen.
Yeah. Go sit in that cupboard we found over the fridge the other day.
Oh, yeah. We have those.
We got a little cabinet over the fridge. You can't reach it without a stool, so I don't know why we have
it. That's where you put your Thanksgiving cookware that you only use one day a year.
Yeah, I think so. So, if you're new here, I don't even know. I took a week off. I feel like I got the yips.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
We all have fun.
How's it going? Also, we did go to Applebee's yesterday, and
Applebee's will mess you up.
Let me tell you about Applebee's.
Hey, I'm sorry I picked
my
Applebee's.
My little brother said, for my birthday, I want to go to Applebee's. He didn't get the memo that we're supposed to be killing it. He's actually Gen Z. He's not a millennial.
Rah.
You just missed the cutoff by literally 21 days.
Yeah, bullshit.
Don't swear. Don't make me cut something. I'll edit it, but I won't be happy about it. So he's like, I want to go to Applebee's. Then I want to go to a trampoline park. And we're like, yeah, that sounds great. And Josh is like, no, it doesn't.
Well, look, all I've heard since I've got here is how sore you are.
It was so fun, though.
It doesn't seem like a fair trade-off for me.
It was so fun for an hour and a half. And I feel like this is mostly because I did goof up and landed butt first, spinning very quickly. And so my forward momentum carried my shoulders down into my body.
Yeah, we're only sore because we were bad at it.
Yeah, and this kid jumped off and landed on his back.
I landed on most of my neck.
I messed my shoulder up laying on the couch last week. Like,
Josh, how are you?
I was like, I'll vacuum. My shoulder's a little
from
sore.
The couch.
My shoulder's a little sore, but it's fine. I can vacuum. So I got up off the couch and I pushed the vacuum forward and I pulled it back one time and collapsed from pain because it was.
What did you do?
It was a lot. I don't know. I don't know if I was just, if I had my muscle. It was like my muscle.
Got up under it?
It wouldn't relax. I'm just real tight, dude.
Those are bad.
Okay, I can't vacuum. I'll lay on a hard surface. And that was a bad idea.
You gotta stretch before you vacuum, bud. You're not a young man anymore.
I have to stretch before I go to bed. I have to stretch before I sit on the couch. And you want me to go to a trampoline?
Yeah, but it sounds like you could use some exercise.
Yeah, dog.
I don't think so.
It was really, really fun. I landed weird and now my shoulders hurt and then my back is sore from bouncing around a lot. But it was a good time. Applebee's, on the other hand, not a great time. Hey, do you know why Applebee's is dying? I'll tell you, it's not millennials. It's Applebee's.
Applebee's sucks. That's the problem with Applebee's.
Applebee's, at some point, threw itself on its sword and refuses to just let it go.
Look, I'm sorry. It's good and keen.
Well, the one in Round Rock, Texas, is bad. We found a little bug on our chips.
Yep.
That was funny.
There was no garlic on my green beans. So I just got green bean flavored green beans.
I ordered a steak medium rare. This is a medium rare means I don't want it to be squishy. I want it to feel cooked. They were like, yeah, not at Applebee's. Applebee's, that means wet still. So I had some wet steak at Applebee's.
Get that wet meat.
Josh got an enormous...
I got a sandwich. It was fine. It didn't taste good. It didn't taste bad.
It probably tasted like exactly one metric unit of sandwich.
I don't know if they put some kind of honey mustard on it. There was a sweet flavor mixed into my sandwich. My bacon club and turkey sandwich.
Wasn't there an egg on your sandwich?
No, there was two different kinds of cheese.
That it looked like an egg.
Oh, speaking of cheese, my favorite thing, our friend Sasha ordered macaroni and cheese. I think she ordered macaroni and cheese. What she got was macaroni with cheese. It was macaroni with some store-bought Kraft shredded cheese just gently sprinkled on top.
There, it was a four cheese mac and cheese. One of the cheeses was on the mac and cheese.
All four pieces of cheese were on top of it.
All four
of
them.
Little, they were shredded little cheeses.
And it took you 40 minutes to get a shrimp skewer.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I want this steak and I would like to get a shrimp skewer with it. And they're like, okay. And then like 40 minutes later, she's like, here it finally is. And I was like, thanks.
Thanks, I'm full now.
Thanks, I ate so much I don't want to eat anymore. I did eat the rest of that shrimp, though. So.
I had the steak that you didn't have, yeah, but little... that's because I'm a pit.
Yeah, and then you like your steak wet still.
Yeah.
You like it when it's still mooing.
And like... there, you know how when you go to Five Guys and there's just like peanut shells on the floor?
Oh, that's what we'll do next time. We'll just go to Five Guys instead.
Hell yeah.
Because that's what you do is you get the peanuts out of
the
box.
Yeah,
you
crunch them. Yeah, someone comes by and sweeps.
Applebee's does that with french fries on their floor.
Except they don't sweep them. They leave them there.
Wait, for real?
There was like four french fries.
Under our table and next to my feet.
I literally kicked one a couple times, and I was like, what is this? Oh. Just
the whole time.
Nice. No, this is just Dave's french fry that he left.
Real cool job, Dave.
This is all to say.
Dave Applebee, you did great.
This is all to say that Applebee's deserves what it gets, and you shouldn't frequent or patronize them. Do you guys want to go watch Uniquely Trip now?
Yeah. Sure.
Time Force.
And we're back, and we just watched Uniquely Trip.
Mm-hmm.
That was a unique trip.
Trip is the worst
trip
time
is,
force.
Trip is frustrating.
Trip is pretty frustrating.
If I remember when we left off, I was like, I'm starting to go around on Trip, and I guess he hated that.
He heard like, you 18 years ago. Like,
you get out of here. Yeah, this came out 18 years ago, an adult ago. He's like, ah, no, Josh, I don't think so. Morphingrid.tumblr.com, don't go there. It used to be our website. HeyJakeandJosh.com/morphingrid is our website, and sort of the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphingrid. We're on Applebee's Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher. We're on Podknife and Podbay and Podbaby and Pod Bugs and Your Chips. And
yeah. go to Applebee's Podcasts and you listen to a podcast, but there is a chance that you'll just get like a bug instead.
You get bugged.
Yeah, sometimes it'll just sound weird for like a little bit. And since you're like, I didn't want to get the manager. She was like very nervous looking, which is like, do you want me to get my manager? I was like, I'm not going to pay for the chips. And she's like, yeah, no, of course not. I was like, we're good.
We did also get free mozzarella sticks, though.
We did.
Yeah, but it also took them 15 minutes to take those off.
Hey,
the ticket.
I'm trying to give them something.
they don't deserve it. They didn't earn something. They don't get something. But yeah, Applebee's podcast is dying. It's not going to be around for very much longer.
Millennials don't use it, and millennials primarily listen to podcasts. So
the free market is spoken. If you want to leave us a rate and review in any of those places, except for Applebee's podcast, because again, no one goes there.
Don't.
And no one should. Chili's is much better.
I disagree, but
well,
apparently I'm wrong.
I don't think you've been to a Chili's then. I have. Look, we'll go to the Chili's that's good next time, and you'll see the difference.
Okay.
Even their salsa is better.
Oh, 1,000% agree. There's definitely cilantro in Applebee's salsa.
Yeah,
it's awful.
It tastes a little soapy. Anyway, we're also on Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including Tattooed Teen and Family Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes, where we talk about whether or not Bill Nye does.
Fornicates.
And he does.
Does he?
Him
yes.
Do.
Yeah, answer yes. And then I don't remember, I think I was getting sick when... we recorded the last one, number 8.
Yeah.
I think that's when I started getting sick, so I can't guarantee the quality of that one. So, it's Monday. Scoot, we've already asked you your history of Power Rangers, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which is why we just kind of jumped in to dunking on Applebee's. Would you guys like to talk about this episode of Power Rangers Time Force?
Maybe.
What if...
Okay.
Yorkie cast.
It wasn't that bad. it was frustrating. It wasn't
Yorkie's
that bad.
Cast bad. Also, I don't have any new... I stopped looking at Yorkies because it makes me sad now. Because I just look at them and I go, oh, I can't have you.
I did start following a new corgi page on Instagram, Morty the Corgi. He's a little goofball.
See, I like corgis a lot too, and so I can't look at them. I just don't look at dogs anymore. Can't have them in my apartment, and I'm at a point in my life where if I can't, I'm not even going to put it in front of me. We start off with Trip talking about some nerd stuff. He's got an electro buzzer.
Booster.
Booster?
Booster.
Nobody wants a booster.
Trip wants a booster.
He's showing this stuff to Wes because, like I said at some point before, nobody can read people anymore.
No, certainly not the Collins family. Well, no, I guess this would be Tripp's fault.
Yeah.
More than anybody.
It's like, I bet Katie would be super into this.
Yeah.
Wes does not care.
It's not that he doesn't care. So he doesn't get it, and therefore he doesn't care.
Right.
Like, it's just over his head. He's like, yeah, and it'll do electricity and blah 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 blah. Setting up a thing later, you'll see it in the climax. And Wes is like, great, I don't get it, and also I've gotta go do a thing. And then Jen comes running down because there's a monster, so they gotta go. And it's like, oh, Dip, we gotta go. So they run, and Circuit's like, well, I think your invention's cool, Trip. And Trip's like, yeah, right, Circuit. Like, hey man, it's the one person that's like that believes in you and is like invested in your dumb invention.
Like, that's your best friend. You like, made him, probably.
Yeah, be nice to Boo Boo. Boobo? Boobo.
I still don't know what that is.
In the movie Clash of the Titans, the 1970s Ray Harryhausen film, starring Harry Hamlin, Claymation.
Yeah.
He had a little owl that was like a robot.
Oh.
I think his name was Boobo. I can't remember. B-U-B-O,
I think. It sounds dirty. Like, well, we have to put an explicit tag on this because you keep saying Boobo.
It's just a Boobo. And there's only one. It wasn't like he had a pair of Boobos. Like, there's just one lone Boobo that Harry Hamlin had. In the movie Clash of the Titans.
So Harry Hamlin has one single Boobo.
Just a one Boobo. He's got a uniboobo.
I just want to be clear on what we're saying.
It's a Boobo. All
right.
I think. I actually don't even know if that's the name of it. It might have been Boobo. I feel like it's definitely had a lot of boo sounds in it. Anyway, so Boobo's like, I think he's like, shut up, Boobo. No one cares. And... whatever, Trip. So then Trip goes, they all go to fight monsters in the park. We cut to the park or like an office park or whatever. And it's just like a little girl screaming. And the monster is like, I'm going to kill you. Monster does not get a name. It's a lady monster. I don't know what she was supposed to be.
She looked like if a scorpion had a straight stinger and was also a beetle.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I got... like stingray vibes from her head.
I got kind of Kamen Rider vibes, which is a grasshopper. So maybe, maybe like a stingray scorpion.
Could be anything.
A scorpray.
Is a mutant.
Is a mutant. And she's like, I'm going to kill you, little girl. Is that cool? Is that going to be exciting for you? And the little girl's like, no. And then the rangers show up and save her. She runs to them. And she's like, all right, go back to your mom who's just laying on the ground over here. I guess she got winged by a crony or something.
The crony's like,
Threw her
down and took the girl away. They were gonna like, we're gonna kill your little girl.
We're gonna make you watch us kill your daughter
while you lay
cool.
on this rubble.
So the Rangers make the save, and then they're like, "Hey, we're gonna kill you now, monster lady." And
arrest. They don't kill her.
You're right. We're gonna arrest you. And she's like, "I didn't like it when you said it last time. I don't like it this time." It's like, well, yeah, you're a criminal. Nobody wants to be arrested. But like, you had to know this was coming. If you're doing these crimes in public, where you're trying to kill a little girl on Main Street,
where Rancic probably said, hey, you're gonna go fight the Power Rangers. They're here too.
The Power Rangers. Because he's Australian. He says it funny. I love it. So then they start running at the lady monster and all of her cronies. Cut to the theme song. It's a little weird.
Yeah, Jen does like a skip hop. And
yeah,
right when she like takes off from the ground, it cuts to the theme song.
Skip
Very
it.
Abrupt.
Skip it. I don't remember the rest of it.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Any of that
I almost just segued into the Perfection song because I think it's the same beat. Put the pieces into the slot. Make the right connection.
I think you're right. I don't know.
Hey, I'm definitely not a millennial. I don't know what you're talking about.
Raising the clock.
Pop goes to skip it. Yeah. So.
What's going on?
Used to love commercials.
Commercials used to be good. You know how commercials are all weird now?
No, I don't watch TV.
Well, I also don't, but there's a lot of commercials and like they're either weird or boring or weirdly targeted, depending on what YouTube channel you're watching. And they used to just be very weird but cool, and they all had their own jingles. And to this day, Jacob Berardi remembers every single one of them. So if you ever want to play a fun game, just start humming a couple bars of literally any. Like there was this one, I don't remember what it was. It was like a fishbowl, and you filled it with like clear gel, and you would like place the fishbowl stuff in there, and you would like make it like a little aquarium.
Yes.
But it'd be all fake. He knows the theme song to that still and could do it right now if he were here. But you were like negative one when this happened.
I'm a baby.
And you wouldn't have object permanence until Skip It was basically over, so.
Can't even get a Skip It anymore.
No.
I thought you could.
I feel like they're about to come back.
I saw them last year.
We still got Mr. Buckets.
Yeah.
Mr. Buckets, put your balls in his mouth. Mr. Bucket, I'll spit him right back out. Mr. Bucket said, that's not me. That's Mr. Bucket who says that.
Yeah. But there is no Don't Wake Daddy, so.
No, that would be weird. Daddy is a whole new meeting now.
Oh, no.
Instead of just like the generic dad character, it's
Kurt Russell Santa Claus.
Yeah. I was going to say that guy with the sexy mugshot. Salt Daddy.
Yeah.
No, he sits up and just a bunch of salt shoots out.
No, it's just Kurt Russell Santa Claus. That's Daddy if I've ever seen one. So after the theme song, we come back. They're still fighting. Trip gets knocked down and gets sad. Wes is like, hey, you all right? And he's like, yeah. And just like sits there for a minute. He's like, oh, wow. Cool.
He completely just backs out of the fight to watch the other Power Rangers fight.
Yeah, like Jen does a cool, like, she runs up something, backflips, and then kicks the monster on her way down. I think Wes does, like, the Matrix jump to the side and shoot, but he lands on his feet. And Trip's like, oh, man, I can't do that.
I can never do that.
It's like, Trip, buddy.
I'm sure we've seen you do that.
Yeah, like, you can. You just, like, you aren't. But, like, also, he's like, oh, wow. Oh,
that's very cool. That's so
he's
cool.
Sitting down.
Wesley, wow.
Like, they almost killed a kid a minute ago, and Trip is, like, sitting down because he's sad. So they all get up. They pull out their guns, their big guns, and they're like, let's kill her with our V-blasters?
I think so.
I think they're the V-blasters. And Trip is still just, like, off to the side. They're like, Trip, are you gonna come help? Are you going to participate in the monster fight today? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And he runs, and he trips over just a loose pipe. And then, like, falls down and then gets up and pulls his V-blaster out. The trip did not, like, it didn't amount to anything. It didn't slow him down. They still killed the monster. They just wanted to be like, Trip is a dork, though.
Yeah,
just, like, don't forget.
Look at this buffoon.
It's so weird.
It was aggravating.
It's a little frustrating. This is going to be Trip's whole arc this episode, which I feel like he's had the same arc in at least two other episodes. But here we are. So then we cut to Trip being sad in a park. This is the theme. Trip is sad somewhere. So Trip's in the park, and he's like just bumming. And then some kids run up with a wagon full of balls, very various sports balls. There's at least a volleyball, probably a tennis racket.
I thought there was a bowling ball in there. And I'm like, why'd you bring that to a park?
You know, like
kids, man.
One of them wanted to pretend they were a villager in.
Okay.
In Smash Brothers.
I get it.
Drops a bowling ball on the other kid's head instead of flying off the stage.
So then they all pull out Power Rangers costumes.
They have a wagon full of balls, which are just obstacles for them to get to their costumes.
Let's play Rangers. So they throw all these balls out of the way, and this girl's like, I'm going to be the Yellow Ranger. She's the strongest, which is correct. And then Blue is like, the other kid's like, I'm going to be Blue. He's the coolest. And then there's a, you know, one kid the girl picks, the other girl picks pink and the other boy picks red. And then they run away to go play Power Rangers. And Trip is just sitting there looking at the green, the unused green suit just laying there.
Which, like, there's only four of them, Trip.
Yeah.
Someone's like, got to be left out, dude.
I mean, it is a bummer that, like, he got picked last, right? Like, because he didn't get picked at all.
Right.
Also, did they come as a set? Why did they buy a green one knowing that there's only ever going to be four of them?
Maybe they have another friend, but he's sick.
Oh, Travis was sick.
Yeah.
He loves the Green Ranger. Actually, I think would that have been better or worse is if there was someone who's like, all right, I guess I'll be the Green Ranger. Or if they were like, I'm not going to be the Green Ranger. You be the Green Ranger. Green Ranger sucks. He's a dork, I bet.
He's just like, I'm not going to be the Green Ranger. And just pushes the other kids down and leaves.
And just rips it in half.
Throws it at Trip. I hate you.
So then they go play and he gets even sadder. And then we smash cut to him in a white undershirt tank top. And he's just cracking eggs into a glass. And he's
of milk.
Well, I think it's supposed to be more egg, but maybe it is milk. And he's making homemade eggnog the hardest way. And he stirs up the eggs in the milk and then drinks it. And he hates it because you shouldn't do that.
No.
That's a good way to get salmonella.
Cook your eggs.
Cook your eggs, please. At the very least, I don't know, put a splash of vodka or something in there. Like, someone sterilize it. I don't know.
You can't do that on Power Rangers.
No, you're right.
Also, milk and vodka would probably be absolutely awful.
I mean, it's a white Russian.
Oh.
So.
Hey, I don't drink a lot. I just drink, like, the stuff that I know.
It's fine. Because
drinking out is very expensive.
It gets pricey. So then we cut to Frax. Oh, he starts working out. This is my entire note. Undershirt, egg drink, workout. Because that's what he's doing. He's lifting weights and he's doing crunches. And he is very skinny and he does ab pull-up. Which, like, hey, congrats, bud. Those are tricky for a lot of people. Like, at least he did one.
He's knocking push-ups out like they're nothing, though.
He has, like, good arms. Like, his arms are, like, defined. He's just, like, wafy.
He couldn't do, like, a bicep curl with a 15-pound weight, but he was literally knocking push-ups out. Like,
it's a different muscle group. He's doing those tricep push-ups.
He wasn't.
No, yes, he was.
He wasn't.
In the fiction of Power Rangers, yes, he was. Anyway, we cut to Frax, who gets a monster out. I'm going to call this monster Eric, because I didn't catch his name.
Is this... Because we get a shot from inside the monster cooler. Is this the X chamber?
I don't think this is the X vault, no.
Okay.
No.
I think this is regular style. So Eric is like a bee, but except he's not at all a bee except for the stripes. He's like black and yellow striped. He's like a tardigrade. You know, like the water bears?
Yeah.
He's like that. He also has horrible teeth hands.
Yeah, his mandibles are cricket legs.
His hands have teeth. Like human...
Like dentures. Like a kid holding dentures.
Like Joker toy dentures. Yeah. But his hands, though.
Yeah, it's how he eats.
It's gross, and electricity. I hate it.
Well, yeah, you can't eat when you got legs in your mouth.
Speaking of eating, that is true. Unless you eat the legs first. You know what? That's not true, because Pudgy Pig had arms in his mouth, and he ate just fine.
Arms aren't legs, though.
Ah, you got me. Lawyers. So he starts eating the power in the prison, and Ranta's like, what the hell is this? And he's like, I love eating power. And then he's like, oh, you like eating power? You want to eat power? How about the Power Rangers? It's like, I see what you did there. And then just to taunt us, I forgot her name, Nadira. It's been so long. Nadira comes out and her hair's still wet from a shower and she's in like a bathrobe. She's like, who turned off the power? And that's it. Bye, Nadira.
Yep.
See you never, I guess.
She's waving a display hair dryer. It doesn't have a cord. That's got like where the cord goes.
No, it's cordless. It's from the future, Scoot. So it's cordless hair dryer.
It's cordless, but it still needs to be plugged into power.
Yeah. No, it's wireless energy, but you do need a plug.
Right. It wirelessly transmit energy.
But if there's no power,
it's a Bluetooth hair dryer.
It's a Bluetooth hair dryer from Dyson. You know,
that sounds like Sharper Image to me.
That's Con Air. Con Air would get their fingers all up in that first.
I don't know. Dyson's got some weird stuff. I got a commercial on YouTube for this fan. You know, they're big circle fans?
Yeah.
Like the oval fans? They got one of those that heats now.
Yeah, we have it at work.
It cooks the room. Cooks it right up. It just spins around and all these little weird egg thermostats turn 73 degrees like it said. I don't know.
That seems oddly specific.
That's what the commercial was, Josh. I saw it today. I don't know what you want from me.
Hey, do you want these eggs to be 73 degrees exactly?
It was like Russian Matryoshka dolls, but chickens, but thermometers. And they had them all around the room, and they were blue when they were at 50, and then they turned the thing on, and then as it spun around, they all lit it up to orange, and then red when they hit 73, which is the reddest temperature you can possibly get.
I think Dyson is trying to say, cook your eggs.
Cook your eggs with our fan. Put your egg in our fan, and with our new Bluetooth hairdryer fan. Well, cook your eggs up.
If the thermometer was chickens, then they want you to pre-cook your eggs.
Cook
your chickens so that they lay cooked eggs.
Yeah, so they lay hard-boiled eggs. Or cook a chicken with an egg in it. Now you got
dinner.
Chicken
and eggs.
That's croque monsieur.
That's a ham sandwich, my man.
A croque means chicken.
I took the one thing I remember from French class is that a croque monsieur is a ham panini type thing.
Is that not a cordon bleu?
No.
Or is that chicken? Chicken cordon bleu.
Siri, how do you say chicken in French?
Hi, I'm Siri. I cannot do a single function.
My name is Siri and I fucking suck. Siri, how do you say chicken in French? Look. So something's wrong, but it is poulet. Okay.
The one thing from French I remember, a croque monsieur is a ham panini omelet thing.
Yeah.
But this one has chicken.
The omelet is in the chicken already.
But how do you have before and after chicken if you cook both chickens?
It's the magic of Dyson.
Because the chickens aren't cooked before, they are cooked after.
It's the future. Yeah, what do you mean the chickens, you can't have cooked chicken twice?
Well, you have eggs, which is the before, and you have, like, chicken.
You know how a chicken does lay an egg, right?
Yeah, but if you cook the egg inside.
Right before it goes to lay, you go, nope, and then you put it back in there, and then you put him in this room with the Dyson. With the Dyson Bluetooth cooking fans. And you heat them up.
I don't think a chicken will let you put one back
in
there.
Well, obviously, but also it's dead because you're cooking it. A chicken doesn't get a say in it.
This is all to say that Nadira is just doing girl stuff still, and I hate it.
Yeah. And I want my baby back.
Like quotations like she's doing girl stuff.
Girl stuff. You know, women dry their hair.
Yeah, for hours.
Girls always drying their hair. I don't own a hair dryer, and every time I wash my hair, I go, why the heck do I not own a hair dryer yet? It's because I'm an idiot is the reason. But yeah, I don't know. This is bad, and this is the only thing we get of Nadira this episode. Hopefully she comes back soon and does something. Almost flipped those, and it would not have sounded very good. Cool and fun. Those do not. You can't mess up your syllables with those.
No.
I can't. I don't think I can beep that hard enough. We cut to Wes and Lucas arm wrestling. They should be painting, though, because Jen and Katie come in, and they're like, oh, are you working hard? And they're like, yes, obviously. And they're like, shut up. Here's the paint buckets. Go paint. And is this when they're like, where's Trip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's upstairs, and it's like he's working out on something. Working on something. Don't worry about it. Don't go look for Trip upstairs. And so then they hear him scream, so they go up there, and he is trapped under a dumbbell or a bench press bar thing.
Yeah. Barbell.
Barbell. Thank you.
Dumbbells are the small ones.
Yeah.
I'm wrong, and they're backwards.
No, that's,
I don't work out.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
I mean, look, we don't know how smart the bells are, okay? We don't need to...
Did you make a pun?
Because when I do it, they're good.
It's my birthday.
Yeah.
Make good ones, at least.
Scoot, I remember I was there.
That's right.
I wasn't there. I left because Mom was making some very scary noises, so our Aunt Steph took me to her office for like an hour and a half, and then I came back, and then you were there.
On also her birthday.
On her birthday as well. Happy birthday, Aunt Steph. Please don't listen to my podcasts.
please shut this off.
Turn it off. This is your first one. Thanks. I appreciate the support. This is not for my family. Please don't. Anyway, so Katie helps get it out, get off of him. And he's like, I had it. And she's like, you were going to die. No, obviously not. Then we cut to Trip and Lucas walking. And Trip says, do you ever question if you're supposed to be a ranger or not? And Lucas goes, no.
I'm not a nerd.
He's like, obviously, I'm the Blue Ranger or the Black Ranger if you're Josh.
Right, correct.
Do you still think does he still give off Black Ranger vibes? Yes. Does he still have that BRE?
Yeah, when he is...
Yes.
When he's unmorphed, he has big BRE.
Okay. I think you're right. I just know he's a Blue Ranger, so I don't... I didn't... Until you pointed it out, I didn't see it, and now it's there.
Every time there's a Blue Ranger, I have to be like, oh, yeah.
So they're walking, and before Trip can ask Lucas any more questions or get any, like, cool pointers, there are babes. Lucas is like, hey, shut up, Trip.
He has his sunglasses on, and he holds his hands up to the side like he's using them to scan for babes.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, the sunglass scanners have mutant search and then babes.
And babe search.
And he puts it on babe search, and he finds a babe.
Yeah, target acquired.
And so he grabs some unbloomed tulips from nearby and goes up to her, and he's like, I picked these flowers, but there's no flowers as pretty as you, or something to that effect. I don't know.
She's with two friends hanging out at the park. They're just like chilling.
And then he's like, you want to take a walk? And she's like, yeah. And then I guess they go bone down somewhere.
Well, she's an extra, so she just nods.
Yeah. She nods because it's like, do not talk. You were not paid to get any lines. We don't want to pay you any more than we already are. So they walk away, and Trip's like, oh, yeah. That's what I'll do.
The camera pulls back to Trip, and it's just in the distance is Lucas and this girl walking away from her friends.
Yeah. Which, and she does not, like, because she's an extra, she doesn't have any lines, but, like, in the kayfabe of the universe, she doesn't even be like, this is something I want to do. I'm going to go walk with this guy. I'll catch up. She just leaves her friends, like, not even saying anything. So then we cut to Trip later. He's in cool clothes now.
Yeah.
He's wearing a flat cap.
He's got a backwards Triple H hat.
Yeah.
Same as
Triple H used to do that. It's the cool thing.
No, when it's backwards, it's a Triple H hat.
Okay.
When it's front ways, it's a cabbie hat and it's a Sami Zayn hat. They're very different. This is clearly a Triple H hat.
Yeah. Google it.
Literally.
Triple H hat.
This will come up. Promise. We've done it before on the podcast.
Okay, I'll take your word.
He looks...
stupid.
Like a predator.
That's another way to say it.
It's not good. It's very 2001. He grabs some flowers.
He looks like the bad guy in a Wayne's World movie.
He looks like the bad guy from Wayne's World 3, the video game, though. He looks like the bad guy from the Super Nintendo adaptation of Wayne's World 3.
I think he grabs, like, roses, but just pulls the roots up too, so there's just clumps of dirt underneath.
Yeah, and he's like, I picked these flowers, they're prettier than you. Oh, that's not what I wanted. I meant there's no flowers as pretty as you. And she's like, okay,
it did almost work.
Because she's like, all right, you just got tripped up because I'm so pretty, I get it. And she's very pretty later, so, like, you know, she's like, okay. And she smells the flowers, and then a bee comes out. And Trip's like, I'll take care of the bee, and just smacks her cup of juice into her face and then pushes her into a fountain. Bad move, Trip.
Pretty much in the same move of his hand, he hits the cup and her. Yeah. And he's like, I'm sorry.
An up and shove motion.
And then she's like, get away from me, you loser. And she storms off, and she's like drenched now. And then... the bee flies by. He didn't even get close to the bee. The bee's fine.
I thought that was going to be Eric. Is that what we're calling
him? I'm calling him Eric, yes.
I thought that was going to be Eric. But it wasn't. It was just a bee.
Just a regular bee.
Like, because they made a point to be like, look, the bee is following Trip now.
Yeah. Well,
that was for a throwaway joke where we heard Trip go, ah, oh, God. After.
Did he get stung by a bee?
I think he did, because he was walking away, and he definitely went, ah, ah.
Maybe just bee, like, flew into his hair.
I get that.
It's bright like a flower.
Yeah. It's like, I got to pollinate that hair.
You got to get under this Triple H hat.
Yeah, got to fight my way under this Triple H hat to pollinate this beautiful hair. So then, speaking of Eric, we cut to Eric. He eats some Volts, and Wes runs up and grabs him by the shirt collar, and is like, stop it! I don't like it when you do that. And so they do a little fight. This is what I know is he has the terrible teeth hands that I hate and wish I could unsee. And then he beats up Wes.
Yeah, he zaps him and like blows him away.
He gets a he does like a stink breath, and was like, "Oh, your breath is so bad."
And he then just says, "Hey, you stink."
Like I think he literally goes, "Oh, you stinker!"
Like they had 4 seconds left in the sound booth, and he had to get out.
It's like we're gonna cut here. If you can fit a line in, you can have it. And he's like, "All right, hey, you stink." Like, good, you got it. Got it in one, Jason. So then they go upstairs from the sewer where all the volts and the electricity are, all the good electricity they keep out back, which is in the sewer. So there he goes upstairs to a power plant or something to get more. He eats all of their guns because they're made of electricity. They're powered by electricity or something. Their guns are completely fried. And then earlier in the episode, when Wes killed the lady monster, he did like this like spin, like cool spin, and then like quick draw.
Right, like a Wild West gun spin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Trip tries to do that, but Trip forgot that he sucks.
He did do the gen flip kick.
Yeah, but he landed like I did yesterday just on my shoulders.
Flat on his back.
Oh, bud. I bet his shoulders are going to be sore in the morning too, like Scoot's are. And mine are. I think mine's from that rock wall because like
the kids just kept jumping in the foam pit under us.
Hey, did you know that kids want to die?
Yeah.
Did you know that kids love to want to die? Because there are a lot of rules. I'm an adult now, and so I know that like you don't need to follow all the rules. Because that's like the cool thing about being an adult is you can go like, yeah, these are rules that have to be posted. But like, yeah. One rule you should definitely pay attention to is like, don't jump on a trampoline while someone twice your size is on it and can't see you. But kids love to do that because they just want to be clobbered by another human body. And so when there's like this foam pit with this gladiator, like American Gladiators fight thing over it, and there's a rock wall next to it, and we're climbing the rock wall, and like Scoot's like, I'm gonna fall in, so he goes up there to do that.
Two very small children just jumped in behind me, and like, I'm like, I cannot hold on, and you like, guys need to get out.
And it's hard to get out of a foam pit. It's these big like foot, like maybe like 9 inches square, like cubes of foam. And it's real fun to fall in, but it's also like a Chinese finger trap. And if you get too far down, you are stuck there and you cannot get out. And it's hard. You got to like gator roll to get your way out. And so that happened to Scoot. And then I got up to climb the same side and a kid jumped in right behind me. And I was like, bud, you got to go.
I literally like I reached my hand out and I had to pull this kid out very quickly
because like
I did that to 3 kids. I pulled 3 kids out of that foam pit before you could fall in.
Like, jeepers Christmas. Why do you... There's one kid was very funny who tried helping me out, and I, like, pulled on the... He had, like, the thing, because I got, like, the little battering ram thing has 2, like, handles on it, so he had one, and I had the other, and I was pulling to get out, but he doesn't weigh anything, so I was just basically pulling him in. He's like, don't try to pull me in. I was like... I'm not, you weigh 9 pounds. You're like 14. I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, yeah, kids love jumping in right in front of you and behind you when they're very small. And I guess they just would love to die. So if you know any children and are about to go to a trampoline park, tell them to like be aware that just of anything, just be aware.
Teach your kids self-preservation because they don't come with it.
No.
They super don't. And I guess I know like raising kids got to like, it's just got to be so terrifying knowing that they all just super want to die, right?
They're actively trying. Like, anything they don't know, they just put into their mouths.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wild. You'd think we'd have evolved out of that by now, but I guess not.
I mean, even when kids, and by kids I mean teens, know you shouldn't put something in your mouth, they eat Tide Pods.
Look, that was like... 4 people, it was overreported, it got blown way out of proportion.
The fact that there was more than 0 that did it, though.
Well, look, so it looks like candy. Someone was going to do it, and they put it on YouTube, and then a couple more people did it, all right? And then the reporting made it worse, because then more people knew about it, but I don't... That's a whole separate thing. Anyway, Trip Dad's doing his little spin thing, and he sucks, and he drops it, is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Yeah, and then the monster... just picks it up and eats it.
Yeah. And then just murks Trip and then leaves. Trip's like mad that he sucks, which I guess I would be mad too.
I would be mad if I was the suckiest ranger on the team.
Like
he only sucks right now, though, because he's trying to do what he doesn't do.
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to not be him, which I feel like was the subject of another episode already.
I'm pretty sure it was.
This is only episode 11. Do we have like two of these? Is this like the Tenshin Jam Fighters monsters? Like, we're just going to run this plot every four episodes?
Well, God, so you don't forget? To be fair to Judd, this isn't his first season, so his ideas are like on their way out.
Well, no, and it's also Jackie is here. It's just like, they've done this. They've already done this. Like, we get it. Cut to later. Trip, not late, not the next day, but later that day. Trip is laying on a bed. He wakes up. I guess he got knocked out and he's got ice on him. And the other Rangers are like, our blasters are completely fried. And Circa's like, even if I could recharge him, he would just eat him again. Not really a point in doing that. And then Wes like tries to like cut something and gets sapped because he's an idiot. So I guess there's a little electricity in it still.
I guess. I don't know.
So then Trip comes down, and before he can say anything, Jen's like, what were you trying to prove today? What was that about, dude? And he's like, I was just, and she's like, no, you could have gotten all of us killed. Like, you got to like chill out about whatever it is that you got going on. And then the monster attacks. So they're like, all right, let's go. And so then Trip goes to leave, and Jen's like, no, you stay here and rest, which I really like, because it's not her being like, no, you almost killed us earlier by trying to show off.
Right.
You're genuinely hurt and should stay here and just chill for a minute. But it comes on the heels of her being like, don't do that again.
Yeah.
Trip's like commiserating with Circa. He's like, Katie's strong and Lucas is cool and Jenna West are great fighters. Like, what do I have? And like, you're the smart one. Like, they're like, right. Like, you should know this by now.
Like, you just watched Wes electrocute himself trying to fix a blaster that you were probably like do in half a second.
Can I submit a better name for this episode than Uniquely Trip?
Yeah.
The grass is always greener.
Yep.
Yep.
Because it's not about how unique Trip is. It's about Trip trying to be other people. Yeah. We never, I mean, we get his invention and we get the payoff for that, but we never really get like Trip is good because he's Trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because again, they already did that, I think.
Yeah.
With the Nadira tries to trick him episode.
Yeah.
Basically the same thing, but instead of like, I want to be other people, it's like, I don't want to be me. Like,
also, Trip doesn't even get to use his invention.
No, he gives it to someone better.
He
gives it to a good fighter.
His job is to make it, not to use it.
And he realizes that by the end. So we cut to Eric eating some more power, and then the Rangers are fighting him. It's not going great because he absorbs electricity. They come back to Trip, who's like, we need to overload him. Oh, I figured it out. And so he runs downstairs to his electro buzzer. What was it?
Booster.
Booster. Nobody wants a booster.
Twice. You've made that joke.
Yeah, well, you haven't seen Jingle All the Way, so you don't get the reference.
I watched 15 minutes of it in the break room.
Not see the nobody wants a booster line.
Nope.
It's the best line in the movie. It's what happens when Josh doesn't bring it on Thanksgiving.
It's also a Mandela effect.
Instead, we have to watch a good movie.
Wait, does he not say nobody wants a booster?
Arnold might later, but I know the first time Booster comes up, they're like, we have plenty of Turbo Man's faithful sidekick, Booster, and then Sinbad's like, we don't want it!
Ah.
I don't know if the nobody wants a booster line actually comes up.
He's gotta. when he gets it later, when he gets it from the lady, later.
Already pays the lady like $100 for a booster?
I swear to God, he says nobody wants a booster.
I don't think he does.
Do we have to watch this movie again now?
It's just like he never says, you're in my house eating my cookies.
He never says that?
No, on the phone
How many jokes did we make up that's wrong about this movie?
On the phone, he says, put the cookie down. But when he sees him in the house, he's putting the star up. So he's like, you're in my house putting my star on my tree. But he never says he's in his house eating his cookies. That's why you hate Jingle All the Way. You made up a fake movie.
I made up all these great jokes that aren't in the that aren't even in the movie. That sucks. Next time you got to bring it next Thanksgiving now so we can watch it again.
Yeah.
So I can see where all the better jokes could be. Also, I feel like some of that's Tony.
Yes,
probably.
Like Tony also helped make up some of these better jokes.
He's a living Mandela effect, I think.
He is.
As far as movie jokes, either like
100% gets 100%
knows an entire movie and can just recite it back.
He can tell you.
You
the entire like from start to finish of the entire miniseries of Hatfields and McCoys. Or eating my cookies, which is not in the movie. By the way, Rabbits is also mostly about the Mandela Effect. So while we're here, I might listen to Rabbits again tomorrow. Because I want to. Anyway, Trip figures out he's got the big guns. Then we go back to the other Rangers. Their big guns get eaten. Trip makes a save. Or he goes there. He leaves to go there with his stuff. We see the kids who are playing as Power Rangers. They're in their Ranger outfits and they got helmets on because they're on scooters and skateboards. And a kid's on a bike. And the kid on the skateboard is like, I won. Absolutely not. You should not have won that race.
Nope.
Bike should have won that race 9 times out of 10.
10 times out of 10. Unless they crashed.
Yeah. Or got hit by a truck.
There's no
which
way
happens if you're on bikes sometimes.
There's no way any kid is pushing off the ground faster than any other kid is pedaling a bike.
No. The mechanics are not with them.
No.
They're not on their side. Anyway.
What's the fourth kid on? There's a skateboard, a scooter, a bike.
Two scooters. The girls are on scooters.
Couldn't do rollerblades because they can't just hop off of those.
No. So they go to the power plant that Eric is at, and they get trapped behind a fence, and like a power line falls down, and there's a big old 55-gallon drum full of gasoline that's slowly leaking towards them. It's a series of bad things happen real quick to these kids.
You got to use the gasoline to power the electricity.
Yeah, that's how electricity is made, is with gasoline. I bet you Big Oil wants you to think that, like 100%. So then we see Trip time jet in to make the save. Not for the kids. They're probably going to die. But to the Power Rangers.
It's so weird because we go to the Rangers and we cut back to the kids a couple times, but the Rangers never hear them.
They don't even know.
Yeah.
To be fair, the kid screaming for help was like, help.
Help. Help.
Well, that's because he's a bad actor, not because of anything in the, you know. But yeah, so then we cut to Trip on the time jet. He makes a save. He gives Wes the electro booster, and it's a big, sweet gun that
Wes plugs his sword into?
I think so.
Yep. It's one half of his time saber
thing. Which is pretty dope. I like it. He kills some cronies, and he flips it to inverse mode and shoots Eric so hard that he goes sepia tone.
What does that mean?
He overloads him.
No, I get that.
Okay.
When you inverse the power of something, what does that mean?
If you are absorbing inverted power, that means you are expelling power. So he gets rid of it.
So this is like switching your vacuum from suck to blow.
Yes. They reverse the polarity on the electricity.
But it's already set to blow.
You can't go from blow to like mega blow.
Look, Dyson made this very cool.
He flips the switch to inverse it, which makes it like dark energy.
Yeah, it's like antimatter, but electricity. It's negative electricity.
It shoots Eric so hard that a projection of him blasts out of his back.
Yeah, and all the color drains from him, and he's in sepia tone, and it's great.
Yeah, now he super looks like a tardigrade.
Yeah.
He's like all like dark brown.
Yeah, and then before they can like arrest him, Fracture shows up and shoots him in the scab.
Uh-huh.
And that makes him grow. And they get the Zords, and I think, oh, I hope there's a very big electro booster or else these Zords will just also get et. But that's not a problem anymore.
No.
Instead, they just kill him.
Yeah, they just kill him. Lucas grabs a bunch of wires out of a power plant and just throws it at him.
Just rips.
Overload him.
Yeah, they're playing
the lines down.
Still to overload him, but I mean, that's just how he was eating when he was small.
But they're going to make him so full.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Look, I ate a lot of Applebee's yesterday, and I felt like I was going to explode like a monster.
They rip the lines down, which kills the powers through the lines because they're not connected to the towers, and they just threw it at him to distract him.
They threw the side that was still connected to the towers.
They ripped it off both ends, didn't they?
Oh, he sucks on it like spaghetti.
Yeah. They like ripped him out, but then like threw it, and it looked like, it might have been ripped all the way out. I don't know.
He sucks that tasty energy out of there.
Yeah.
And I guess while he's distracted eating, they blast
him. They shoot him with a gun in the face.
He dies.
Yeah.
But then Trip gets a... Sorry. They shoot him with a gun, then they make the snowsuit Shadow Force sword.
Right.
And they do the cool, like, 12 o'clock, like full clock destruction thing that I think looks really dope. Then they're like, yeah, Trip, you did it. Great job, Trip. Way to go with the electro booster. And he's like, yeah. And then he gets a brain blast of the kid's about to die from an explosion. Cuts to him on a time jet. Did not tell the other Power Rangers.
No.
He's got it, guys.
He's out of there.
He literally just goes, the kids are in trouble.
And then leaves.
And dips.
And then he goes and he lands on the time jet. He's like, everybody get on. So all the kids get on. The two boys are like holding the front little pillar. The girls are like holding the sides of the handle. They fly away just in time. They get out of the big explosion. And then we cut from there to later with Trip putting his weights away, thinking, oh, what was I thinking? I'll never be able to lift weights. Well, not if you give up after one day, Trip.
Hey, take it from me, Trip. It takes more than one day. As much as you want it to take one day, it don't.
Look, it would be great.
I read it more as just a like, that's not for me. That's not what I'm here to do.
I mean, I think everybody can stand to exercise a little more, but like, yeah, I think you can read that way of like, this isn't my thing. This is Katie's thing. I don't think she actually has to work out. She's just genetically super duper strong. Saying Katie's like, Trip, we need you at the park now. So he's like, okay, I'll be on my way. And he gets there. And Katie's like, since you wanted, Circuit told us that you wanted to be like us, but then you saved the day, so we want to be like you. And then he turns around and the Rangers all have hats on and they throw their hats off and they all have terrible green wigs.
Just awful.
Yeah. Jen's looks the best. It literally looks like they took one of Nadira's wigs and colored it green. And it's like bright neon green. And then Katie, like he turns back around and Katie's got one just like very loosely draped over her hair.
Yeah, she had to put it on like 1 second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they all just and they like group hug and that's it. That's the end of the episode.
Oh, and we see all of the kids now are playing and they're all dressed as Green Rangers.
Yeah. So they went back to their parents like, Mom, we all want to be Green Rangers. She's like, I bought you all the suits already. Why don't you just pick one of them and one of you be green? Like, no, we all want to be green now.
The Green Ranger saved our lives at the power plant that we definitely weren't supposed to race to, but we did.
I know you told us don't go to the gasoline power plant, but we were there and I'm sorry.
She had to buy 4 complete sets to get 4 more green suits.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Whoa, woof. Well, only 3 more. They had the one.
Right, yeah. Right.
Anyway, that's the end of the episode, mercifully.
Travis has to pick another color.
Sorry, Travis.
He wasn't saved by the Green Ranger, so he can't play as
You can be blue now, I guess.
I don't want to be cool. I want to be the dork.
Well, you're in luck, Travis. You're not. You can pretend to be while you're wearing the blue one, though, I guess. Anyway. Scoot, you are our guest. What's the best?
That's a... I don't know.
Well, you gotta pick something. It's the rules.
I know, but... I don't know. This episode was really like... Meh.
Yeah, happy birthday.
I think like the hug at the end, I guess, if that's like a cop-out, because they're all like, hey, we still love you, even though you were being a dumb idiot earlier.
I don't think there's anything that is a cop-out in the best words. Josh? You got one?
See? It's not me.
It's tough. It's a tough episode.
The best is how Rancic says Rangers.
See, it's hard to pick a best.
Yeah, no, I didn't say I had one. I didn't say it wasn't. I just said you have to.
I think the best is the way that Eric died before he grew.
That was pretty dope.
Yeah. Also, I think the gun design, because that looked like it would have been a sweet Nerf blaster.
That's actually my best. The electro booster looks dope as hell.
Yeah. I'm going to best the hologram. Hologram?
The hologram.
Hologram, color fade.
Tardigrade.
Tardigrade, death time.
Benny, write that down. Scoot, what's the worst?
Trip.
That's what I was going to say.
Josh Tripp?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say the worst is trying to make it more specific than just Tripp, but I think it all boils down to Tripp. I don't like that they are doing this like, Tripp doesn't know who he is again.
That's
my worst, that they are doing this plot line again, and it's never fun or cool.
Like how quickly he spiraled into... Oh, I'm not going to be like anybody else when Wes didn't understand his thing because no one else did.
It was that, and then he got knocked down one time in a fight and was like, I'm just going to watch.
I'm going to watch. Yeah. I think maybe I'm going to sit this one out.
I'm also still bummed we're not getting any Rancic or Nadira stuff.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, it's like Frax is the bad guy right now.
Which is so weird, because like, I know there's like a whole Frax like arc later, and it feels like maybe it's actually right now, and I forgot.
Also, what was the big blubby shark catfish man? Is he dead? Because no, he wasn't in this at all.
Oh, Bluto, he's like a super tertiary character.
He's okay. Probably just taking a nap.
Yeah. Trying to watch Nadira shower or something. I don't know. Scoot, who's the MVP? Josh?
Jen?
Okay. Back to you, Scoot. You got anything?
Wes, because he used the gun real good. He knew how to change it to inverse without Trip saying anything about it.
You just drag your finger up like
you just switched the flip. Flip the switch.
You switch the flip.
Yeah, you know the light flips in your house.
Put your switch down, flip it, and reverse it.
Play it upside down like in Mario Party.
I love the Nintendo Flip. It's my favorite new console. I'm going to say the MVP is Circuit, because he was the only one who still believed in Trip, despite him being a real dingus.
Yeah. That's yeah.
And he got nothing for it. He's just like, shut up, boobo.
Yeah, I'm going to change mine to Circuit for like just being a real friend.
Just trying his best.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Josh, you got the next episode?
Yeah. Rank. Guys, this is the second time I've had to remind us to rank it.
We got to do a ranking.
You're right.
Bottom.
Yes, the last one.
I don't know.
I do.
Okay, well, I guess we adjourn.
No, here, let me tell you why. The other episodes I didn't like, after we talked about it, I came around a little bit on.
I don't know.
This one I went into, like, I didn't like it. You didn't try to convince me otherwise like you did with the others.
No, I didn't.
And at the end of this one, we're like, I don't know, it kind of sucked.
Yeah. So the bottom one is Short Circuited, where Nadira tried to break Circuit's brain.
How is that the bottom?
It wasn't good.
Circuit was great.
Yeah. That's the thing that's going to keep it out of the bottom spot, because this, I think, is worse than that. I think you're right. Because that at least had the, green is my favorite color, except for clouds.
Yep.
Which was said so confidently. So coming in at number 10, the worst episode thus far, Uniquely Trip. All right, that is going to do it for us for today. Scoot, thank you for coming on for this bad episode.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Whoa, fun time.
What a good fun time we had.
Applebee's and now this.
Hey, this is better than Applebee's.
At least it's better than Applebee's. And that might be our new sign-off.
It's better than Applebee's.
Morphin Grid. It's better than Applebee's. I actually think the time I got my toenail ripped off was better than Applebee's. Anyway, Scoot, where can people find you online?
Mostly on Twitter, at ScottyMace1. Trying to get Scotty Mace, but there's still that one guy.
The thing is, Twitter's not going to do anything about that.
Look, it's my birthday, Twitter.
Come on, Twitter. It's his birthday.
It's my birthday.
For Christmas.
Did you tell
sake.
Them that? You have to tweet it
right now.
Twitter can only read tweets. They can't listen to a podcast.
Dear at Twitter.
Dear at
Scotty Mace is squatting. And it's my birthday.
Okay, I'm going to type this tweet out. We can sign off.
Okay, so thank you very much for listening. What's the next episode, Josh?
Next episode is Worlds Apart.
And we will see you on Friday for that, barring another viral infection. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Sorry, I have a sneeze stuck, so...
Oh, good. One of those shows.